The forest loomed dark and ominous around Lyra, twisted branches clawing at the stormy sky above. She ran, her heart pounding in rhythm with the thunder that echoed like a war drum behind her. Each flash of lightning illuminated the shadowy figures of the trees, creating a surreal dance of light and dark. Panic surged through her veins as she glanced over her shoulder, catching a fleeting glimpse of him, Varkis. His silhouette was both terrifying and mesmerizing, eyes glowing with an otherworldly light that pierced the night like twin stars. "Why won't you leave me alone?" she gasped, her voice barely a whisper swallowed by the wind. The words felt futile, lost in the tempest that surrounded her. But there he was, as if the storm itself had conjured him, the alpha shifter who haunted her dreams and invaded her thoughts. He moved with the grace of a predator, each step purposeful, drawing closer as the distance between them shrank. She felt an inexplicable pull, a magnetic force that tethered her to him despite the fear curling in her stomach. The ground beneath her feet became treacherous, roots and rocks threatening to trip her as she stumbled deeper into the forest. The air crackled with energy, charged by the electricity of the storm. It felt alive, almost sentient, as if the trees were witnesses to her flight and Varkis's pursuit. "Lyra." His voice was deep, commanding, yet there was an urgency that sent chills down her spine. It was as if he was both calling her and warning her at once. She didn't stop, driven by an instinct she could not explain, but the sound of his voice reverberated in her mind. It was a siren call that both terrified and thrilled her. The world around her blurred into a cacophony of wind and rain, but the image of Varkis remained stark and vivid. His chiseled features, the intense glow of his eyes, the way the storm seemed to bend to his will. Lyra skidded to a halt beneath a massive oak, its gnarled branches sprawling like the arms of a protective guardian. She leaned against it, breathless, her heart racing as she pressed her palms against the rough bark. The storm roared above her and she squeezed her eyes shut, trying to block out the chaos. It was in this moment of stillness that memories flooded her mind, her first encounter with Varkis. She had stumbled upon him in the clearing, a figure cloaked in shadows, his presence commanding yet vulnerable. The way he had looked at her, as if she were the only person in the world, had ignited something deep within her. "Who are you?" she had asked, her voice trembling as she approached him, drawn by an invisible thread. "Someone who shouldn't be here," he had replied, his voice a low growl that sent shivers down her spine. Yet even then, beneath the layers of danger, she had felt a connection surge between them, a bond that pulled her closer despite the warning bells ringing in her mind. "Lyra." The voice broke through her thoughts and she opened her eyes, her breath hitching as she saw Varkis standing a few feet away, framed by the flickering light of the storm. He looked powerful and untamed, the very embodiment of the wildness that surrounded them. "Stay back," she shouted, the fear rising again, but there was a strange thrill in the air, a tension that crackled like the lightning overhead. "Please," he said, his tone softer now, almost pleading. "You don't understand the danger you're in." "I don't care about the danger," she retorted, her heart racing for reasons beyond fear. "Why do you keep coming after me? What do you want?" The moment hung between them, charged with a magnetic energy that left her breathless. He took a step closer, his eyes locked onto hers, and she felt the world fade away, leaving only the two of them beneath the stormy sky. "I want to protect you," he said, his voice low and intense. "But I can't do that if you keep running." She felt a rush of emotions, fear, anger, and a deep-rooted longing that she couldn't quite comprehend. "Protect me from what?" "From you." Varkis's expression darkened, and for a moment she saw a flicker of something ancient and tragic in his gaze. "You don't know what I am, what I carry. There's a curse that binds me and it threatens everyone I care about." "Then why are you here?" she pressed, her heart pounding. "Why do you keep coming back?" "Because I can't stay away from you," he admitted, the vulnerability in his voice cutting through the storm. "You're the only light in this darkness." The words struck her like a bolt of lightning, igniting something within her she had tried to bury. She had never considered that she could be a source of light for anyone, especially not for someone like him, a being so lost to the shadows. "What do you mean?" she whispered, feeling herself drawn closer despite the warnings in her mind. "I'm cursed," he said, his voice heavy with the weight of his confession. "Every time a storm rages, I lose a piece of my humanity. I'm not what I seem, Lyra. I don't want you to get caught up in this." Caught up in what? She asked, her frustration boiling over. Caught up in the only thing that makes sense to me? Lyra, please. His plea hung in the air and she could see the conflict swirling in his eyes. I can't let you be part of this. You're too precious. The storm raged on, the wind howling like a pack of wolves. Yet standing before him, she felt an intoxicating connection that drowned out the fear. She wanted to reach out, to bridge the gap between them, to understand the man behind the curse. I don't care about your curse, Varkis, she said firmly, stepping closer, driven by a force she couldn't name. I want to know you. All of you. His gaze softened and she could see the battle raging within him. You don't know what you're asking for, he murmured, his voice low and raw. Then show me, she urged, her heart racing as the storm howled around them. Show me who you really are. In that moment, the world faded away and all that mattered was the magnetic pull between them, the promise of something more. With every heartbeat, the storm raged on, but beneath it all, a fire ignited. One that threatened to consume them both, binding their fates together in ways neither could yet comprehend. The sun pierced through the dense canopy of trees, casting dappled shadows on the path that led to the town cafe. Lyra sat at a small table on the patio, her thoughts swirling like the storm clouds that had haunted her dreams. The scent of fresh coffee mingled with the earthy aroma of rain-soaked soil, but she barely noticed. Her mind was consumed by the encounter with Varkis, the enigmatic alpha shifter who had ignited something fierce and wild within her. As she absently stirred her coffee, she overheard snippets of conversation from the neighboring tables. Two women, their faces etched with concern, leaned closer as if sharing a secret. I heard another person went missing last night, one of them said, her voice barely above a whisper. It's always when the storms come, isn't it? Replied the other, glancing nervously at the sky, where dark clouds were beginning to gather once more. They say it's something to do with that shifter in the woods. Lyra's heart raced. The whispers were unmistakably about Varkis. She had sensed the darkness that clung to him, the curse that threatened to consume him. But could he truly be responsible for the disappearances? Her stomach twisted at the thought. Varkis was more than just a shifter. He was a being of passion and fire, a creature of the storm. But what if that storm was a harbinger of doom? Did you see the way he looked at her? One woman continued, oblivious to Lyra's presence. There's something dangerous about him. I wouldn't trust it. Lyra clenched her fist around her coffee mug, feeling an unexpected surge of anger. How could they speak of him in such a way? You don't know him, she muttered under her breath, though she was aware that her words were futile. They couldn't hear her, lost in their own fear and speculation. She set her mug down with a soft thud, her mind made up. She needed to learn more about the shifters and the curse that bound Varkis. If there was any chance of helping him, or even understanding the truth, she had to dig deeper. The town library was a relic of a bygone era, its wooden shelves heavy with dust and history. As Lyra stepped inside, the musty scent of old books enveloped her, grounding her amidst the chaos in her heart. She wandered the narrow aisles, fingers trailing along the spines of volumes that whispered of ancient tales. Her search led her to a section dedicated to folklore and legends. She pulled out a book titled The Shifter's Curse, Myths of the Stormborn, and settled into a cozy nook. As she flipped through the pages, she found herself captivated by stories of powerful shifters who had once roamed the land, their fates intertwined with the storms that raged above. The curse of the Stormborn is a double-edged sword, she read aloud, her voice barely a whisper. With every tempest, they lose a fragment of their humanity, becoming more beast than man. And yet, love possesses the power to break the chains of despair. Lyra paused, her heart racing at the implications of those words. Love could break the curse? Was it possible? Could her feelings for Varkis be strong enough to mend the fractures of his soul? Time slipped away as she delved deeper into the texts, the stories of love and loss resonating within her. She marveled at the sacrifices made by those who had loved shifters, the lengths they had gone to in order to protect them. As she read, she felt a connection to these ancient souls, their struggles mirroring her own in ways she had not anticipated. Lyra, a voice interrupted her thoughts, pulling her back to reality. Startled, she looked up to see Mira, her childhood friend, standing before her with a curious expression. What are you doing here? Just doing some research, Lyra replied, trying to sound casual. You wouldn't believe the stories I found about shifters. Myra's brow furrowed, skepticism clouding her features. Those are just stories, right? Are you sure you want to get caught up in that? It sounds dangerous. Lyra stood, determination etched across her face. I don't care if it's dangerous. I need to know more about Varkis. He's not just some monster. There's more to him than that. Myra sighed, crossing her arms. Just be careful, okay? You know how the town feels about him. They won't hesitate to turn against you if they think you're in danger. I can handle myself, Lyra replied, a spark of defiance in her voice. I'm not afraid of him. Myra's expression softened slightly, but the concern remained. Just promise me you'll be safe. Lyra nodded, resolute. As they parted ways, she felt a surge of purpose. She would confront whatever darkness lay between her and Varkis, armed with knowledge and an unyielding heart. That night, as the wind howled outside and the rain began to pour, Lyra found herself irresistibly drawn back to the forest. The storm seemed to call to her, an echo of the bond she felt with Varkis. She slipped on her jacket, her heart pounding with anticipation and trepidation. The moment she stepped into the woods, the air crackled with energy. Lightning illuminated the path ahead, guiding her deeper into the heart of the storm. Each step felt heavy with purpose, her breath quickening as she approached the clearing where she had first met Varkis. And then he was there, emerging from the shadows like a specter. Varkis stood tall and imposing, his presence both magnetic and intimidating. The storm raged around him, the wind tugging at his dark hair, and his eyes glowed with an intensity that made her heart race. Lyra, he said, his voice low and gravelly, sending shivers down her spine. You shouldn't be here. The storm, it's dangerous. I had to find you, she replied, her voice steady despite the tempest swirling around them. I learned about your curse, Varkis. I want to help you. He stepped closer, the air thick with tension. It's not something you can help with. You don't understand what it means to be bound by this darkness. I want to understand, she insisted, stepping forward. I can't just walk away from you. There's something between us, something real. His gaze softened, and for a moment the storm seemed to quiet. You don't know what you're asking for, Lyra. This curse, it takes everything from me. I can feel it every time the storms come, pulling me further from who I am. Then let me help you fight it, she said, her voice fierce and unwavering. We can face it together. Varkis hesitated, the war of emotions evident on his face. You're playing with fire, Lyra. The storm isn't just a backdrop. It's a part of me. And if you get too close, you might get burned. I'm willing to take that risk, she said, her heart racing as she reached for him. The chemistry between them crackled like the lightning overhead, igniting a passion that was both exhilarating and terrifying. In that moment, as thunder rumbled ominously in the distance, they stood on the precipice of something profound. The storm outside mirrored the turmoil within them, but Lyra felt an unshakable belief that love could conquer the darkness threatening to engulf them both. Please, Varkis, she urged softly, her voice barely above the howling wind. Let me in. Let me help you. He took a step closer, his breath mingling with hers, the world around them fading into nothingness. You're a force of nature, Lyra. But do you truly understand what it means to love someone like me? I want to find out, she breathed, their faces inches apart. I believe we can break the curse together. As the storm raged overhead, a spark ignited between them, a promise of something extraordinary yet to come. Lyra stood at the edge of the forest, the air crackling around her, filled with an electric tension that mirrored her own racing heart. The storm that had once terrified her now felt strangely comforting, a backdrop to the powerful connection she shared with Varkis. As she stepped deeper into the woods, she could hear the distant rumble of thunder, a reminder of the curse that loomed over him, a curse that threatened to claim not only his humanity but also her heart. Lyra, his voice cut through the sounds of the storm, low and intense, causing her to shiver. Varkis emerged from the shadows, his presence commanding and magnetic. The way the lightning illuminated his chiseled features made her pulse quicken. You shouldn't be here. It's not safe, not for you. I can handle it, she replied, her voice steady despite the whirlwind of emotions swirling within her. She stepped closer, feeling the heat radiating from him, a stark contrast to the cold rain that began to fall. I want to know you, Varkis. I want to understand what you're dealing with. Varkis hesitated, his brow furrowing as he battled with the truth that weighed heavily on his shoulders. The storm surged around them, and Lyra could see the shadows of his past flickering in his eyes. "Every storm takes something from me. I lose a piece of who I am, Lyra. You don't know what that feels like." "I may not know what it's like to be you," she said, taking another step closer, "but I know what it's like to feel lost. I want to help you." He closed his eyes as if trying to block out her words, the sincerity in her voice piercing through the walls he had built around himself. "You don't understand, Lyra. The curse isn't just about losing my humanity. It's about losing control. I could hurt you," Lyra reached out, placing a hand on his arm. "You won't hurt me. I believe in you, Varkis. I believe there's a way to break this curse." He opened his eyes, searching hers for any hint of doubt, but all he found was unwavering determination. "You have no idea what you're asking. The legends speak of sacrifices, of pain and loss." "Then let's find a way to break it together," she insisted, her voice unwavering. "I won't turn away just because it's hard. I'm not afraid of the storm." As the rain began to pour, drenching them both, Varkis felt the intensity of her resolve wash over him. It was intoxicating and terrifying all at once. "You're not afraid of me?" he asked, his voice a whisper laced with disbelief. "No," she replied firmly, her eyes glistening with determination. "Not anymore." With that, Varkis felt something stir within him, a flicker of hope that had long been extinguished. He leaned closer, their breaths mingling in the cool air, and for a moment the world around them faded. It was just the two of them, caught in a tempest of emotions. He cupped her face in his hands, his heart racing with the knowledge of what could happen next. He'd never allowed anyone this close, never dared to let anyone see the darkness that dwelled within him. "Lyra," he breathed, but before he could finish, she surged forward, capturing his lips with her own. The kiss was electric, igniting every fiber of his being. She tasted like rain and fire, a heady mix that drew him in deeper. For that brief moment, the storm ceased to exist, and all that mattered was the connection they forged. But as quickly as it began, Varkis pulled away, panic swirling in his chest. "I can't," he rasped, steeling himself against the desire that threatened to consume him. "You don't understand what I could do to you." Her eyes softened, but the passion within them remained fierce. "I understand more than you think, Varkis. I know you're scared, but I'm not going anywhere. I want to help you break this curse, whatever it takes." He stared at her, torn between the desire to protect her and the overwhelming urge to embrace the love that blossomed between them. "The legends speak of a sacrifice," he murmured, his voice heavy with the weight of his confession. "It could mean losing everything." "Then we'll find another way," she insisted, her resolve igniting a fire within him that he thought had long been extinguished. "Together." With a heavy sigh, Varkis nodded, albeit reluctantly. "If we're going to do this, we need to find the cave. It's where I go to escape the pain. It might hold the answers we need." "Lead the way," Lyra said, her heart pounding with a mix of fear and excitement. They moved together through the pouring rain, each step bringing them closer to the truth that awaited them in the dark depths of the forest. As they reached the mouth of the cave, the air grew thick with an ancient energy. Varkis paused, glancing at Lyra, who was gazing at the entrance with a mixture of trepidation and curiosity. "Are you ready?" he asked, sensing the weight of the moment pressing down on them. "I'm ready," she replied, her voice steady. He took a deep breath and stepped inside, the darkness enveloping them as they ventured further into the cave. The sound of dripping water echoed against the stone walls, and the air was cool and damp. Lyra's heart raced as they made their way deeper, illuminated only by the occasional flash of lightning outside. "What do you feel when you're here?" she asked, her voice echoing softly in the cavernous space. "Pain," he admitted, his voice laced with sorrow. "Regret. This is where I go to grapple with the beast within me, the part that craves freedom but is bound by this curse." As they reached a larger chamber, the walls were adorned with ancient markings, symbols that seemed to pulse with energy. Lyra stepped closer, tracing her fingers over the carvings. "What are these?" she breathed, her eyes wide with wonder. "Stories of shifters and their struggles," Varkis replied, stepping beside her. "Legends of love and loss, hate and redemption. They tell of a ritual that could break the curse, but it requires a sacrifice, a willingness to give up something precious." Lyra's heart sank. The gravity of Varkiza's words weighed heavily on her chest. "What kind of sacrifice?" she asked, dreading the answer. "Something of great value," he said slowly, his gaze distant. "It could be a piece of my soul or even life itself." Lyra turned to him, her heart racing. "We can find another way, Varkiz. I refuse to believe that love has to come at such a terrible cost." Varkiz studied her, admiration and fear battling within him. "You don't understand the depths of this curse. It's entwined with my very being. And we'll untangle it," she vowed, her voice fierce. "Together. I won't let you face this alone." In that moment, as the storm raged outside, Lyra felt a flicker of hope ignite between them, illuminating the darkness that threatened to consume them both. They stood on the precipice of something monumental, ready to confront the shadows of the past and forge a new path, together. Lyra stood at the edge of the forest, the shadows of the towering trees dancing in the flickering light of the storm that raged overhead. Her heart pounded in her chest, echoing the thunder that rumbled in the distance. The weight of what she had learned pressed heavily upon her. The ritual. The sacrifice that might come from her own life force. The thought terrified her, sending icy tendrils of fear crawling up her spine. She recalled Varkiz's anguished expression as he had revealed the truth about his curse. She remembered the way he had looked at her, his eyes filled with a mixture of desperation and longing, as if he were both drawn to her and terrified of the danger he posed. If the ritual demanded such a heavy price, could she truly go through with it? "No, I can't," she whispered to herself, her breath hitching in her throat. "There must be another way." With renewed determination, she turned and made her way back to town, the rain pelting down on her as she navigated the familiar streets. Her mind raced with thoughts of ancient texts, the ones she had pored over at the library. There had to be something, some clue that could lead her to a different solution. Upon entering the small, dimly lit cafe where she often spent her afternoons, she spotted a group of locals huddled around a table, engaged in hushed conversation. Their eyes flickered toward her, then back to their discussion, and she felt a pang of unease. What if they knew about her connection to Varkiz? What if they could sense the storm brewing both outside and within her heart? Ignoring the prickle of anxiety, she approached the counter and ordered a cup of hot tea. As she waited, she scanned the shelves of books that lined the walls, searching for inspiration. Then her gaze landed on a thick volume titled, The Myths of the Shifters. The cover was worn, the pages yellowed, but something about it called to her. After paying for her drink, Lyra settled into a corner booth, the rain tapping rhythmically against the windows. She opened the book, the musty scent of aged paper filling her senses. She flipped through the pages, absorbing tales of shifters and their struggles, their curses and their triumphs. Hours passed and the storm outside raged on, mirroring the turmoil in her soul. She lost herself in the stories, but her focus sharpened when she stumbled upon a passage about a ritual that could alter the binding of a shifter's curse. It mentioned the potential for a bond formed by love to provide a different kind of power, one that could reshape the demands of the original ritual. "Could it be true?" she murmured, her heart racing with hope. "Could our love truly change everything?" As the cafe began to empty and the storm continued its relentless assault outside, she scribbled notes furiously, driven by a sense of urgency. The rain lashed against the window like a thousand tiny fingers, but she was undeterred. She had to confront Varkiz to share what she had discovered, to show him that they could find a way together. Finally, as the cafe closed for the night, Lyra hurried back to the forest, her mind swirling with thoughts of Varkiz and their bond. The trees loomed overhead, their branches swaying like skeletal fingers in the wind. The storm still raged, but it no longer filled her with fear. Instead, it fueled her determination. "Varkiz," she called out as she stepped into the clearing where they had shared so many intimate moments. "I need to talk to you." The air crackled with energy, and for a moment, all she could hear was the roar of the storm. Then, emerging from the shadows, Varkiz appeared, his silhouette framed by the flashes of lightning. His eyes glowed with that familiar otherworldly light, but they were clouded with something darker. "Lyra," he said, his voice a low rumble mixing with the thunder. "You shouldn't be here. It's too dangerous." "Dangerous," she echoed, stepping forward, her heart racing at the sight of him. "Varkiz, I found something. I think I can help you." He stepped closer, his expression shifting from concern to curiosity. "Help me. How?" Lyra took a deep breath, the words tumbling out in a rush. "I found a passage about the ritual, the one that can bind your curse. It says that love can change its requirements, that we might not need to sacrifice anything from you, or me." Varkiza's brow furrowed as if he were trying to decipher her words, and she could see the flicker of hope in his eyes. "Are you sure? The curse has bound me for so long. I don't know if anything can break it. Please," she implored, stepping closer, her heart pounding in her chest. "We can try together. If our bond is as strong as we believe, then surely we can find a way to break it without losing ourselves." He looked at her, uncertainty flickering across his features. "Lyra, I don't want you to get hurt. You don't understand the consequences." "I understand more than you think," she replied, a fierce light in her eyes. "I'm willing to fight for us. I won't let this curse dictate our fate." Varkiza's expression softened, and for a moment, the storm seemed to quiet around them, as if nature itself paused to listen to their conversation. "You are incredibly brave," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. "But what if it doesn't work? What if I lose you in the process?" Lyra reached out, placing her hand on his cheek. "You won't lose me. I promise. I won't give up on us." He held her gaze and she could see the struggle within him. The battle between the man he was and the beast he feared to become. "Lyra, the storms. They're a part of me. I don't want to drag you into my darkness. But I'm already here," she insisted, her voice steady. "And I want to be here. With you. We can face this storm together." Varki sighed, the tension in his shoulders easing slightly. "You truly believe that?" "Yes," she said, her heartbeat matching the rhythm of the storm. "I believe in us." As the wind howled around them, Varki stepped closer, enveloping her in his arms. The warmth of his embrace chased away the chill of the rain, and for a moment, it felt as if they were cocooned in a world of their own. "Then let's figure this out," he said, his voice resolute. "Together." They stood entwined, the storm raging on, but within their shared warmth, a flicker of hope ignited. They would face the darkness together, and with each heartbeat, they would challenge the very curse that threatened to tear them apart. But even as they held each other, Lyra couldn't shake the feeling that the storm was not just a backdrop to their struggle. It was a harbinger of the challenges yet to come. The winds howled with a ferocity that seemed to whisper of trials they had yet to face. But for now, they had each other, and that was enough. As the storm raged above them, thunder crackling like a whip in the sky, Varkiz led Lyra through the dense trees, their branches swaying wildly in the wind. Raindrops lashed against their skin like icy needles, but the heat radiating from their shared bond provided a stark contrast to the chaos surrounding them. They arrived at the sacred site, an ancient stone circle bathed in a pulsating energy that almost felt alive. The air buzzed with an electric tension, and Lyra could feel the weight of destiny pressing down on them. Varkiz turned to face her, his eyes glowing with an intensity that both thrilled and frightened her. "This is it, Lyra. This is where we'll attempt to break the curse." His voice was low, almost reverent, as if speaking too loudly might disturb the spirits that lingered in the air. Lyra took a deep breath, steadying herself against the onslaught of emotions swirling inside her. "What if it doesn't work? What if we're too late?" she asked, her voice a tremor against the howling wind. His gaze softened and he reached out, tucking a damp strand of hair behind her ear. "Even if it doesn't work, I need you to know that you've given me hope. You've seen me for who I am, not just the monster I've been forced to become." She felt her heart swell at his words, a mixture of fear and affection coursing through her veins. "You're not a monster, Varkiz. You're a man who's been cursed." He stepped closer, their faces mere inches apart. "And you're the light I never expected to find in this darkness. I don't want to lose you." The sincerity in his voice made her shiver. "You won't lose me," she vowed, her determination igniting. "We'll face this together." With a nod, Varkiz turned to the stone circle, the ancient symbols etched into the surface glowing faintly as if responding to their presence. "We need to draw upon the storm's energy. It's powerful, but it also feeds my curse. We must harness it without letting it consume us." Lyra felt the storm's fury mounting, the wind howling like a wild beast as she watched Varkiz position himself at the center of the circle. He closed his eyes, his face contorting with concentration, as he began to chant in a language she didn't understand. The air thickened with magic and Lyra felt it wrap around her like a warm embrace, urging her to join him. Pushing through her fears, she stepped into the circle, her heart racing as she mirrored his stance. "What do I need to do?" she asked, her voice barely audible over the roar of the storm. "Channel your strength into the ritual. Focus on what you want, what we want," Varkis instructed, his eyes still closed. "Our love must be the catalyst." Taking a deep breath, she closed her eyes, envisioning their future together. A life free from the curse, filled with laughter and love. She could see it so vividly that it felt almost tangible. Lyra opened her heart, pouring her essence into the air around them, feeling Varkis's energy intertwine with hers. Suddenly, a shadow flickered at the edge of the circle, a dark figure emerging from the trees. Lyra's eyes snapped open, her heart pounding as she recognized the silhouette. "Varkis!" she shouted, panic creeping into her voice. The figure stepped forward, revealing a man cloaked in shadows, his face obscured. "Foolish boy, do you really think you can break the curse?" he sneered, his voice dripping with malice. "You've always been weak and now you've brought a little human into your mess." "Eldrin," Varkis growled, fury igniting in his eyes. "What do you want?" Eldrin laughed, a chilling sound that sent shivers down Lyra's spine. "I want what's rightfully mine. Your power, Varkis. I will take it, and you will watch as your precious little human is destroyed." "No." Lyra stepped forward, instinctively placing herself between Varkis and Eldrin. "You won't hurt him." Eldrin's gaze flickered with amusement. "And what will you do, human? You're no match for me." Before she could respond, Eldrin lunged, a dark energy flaring around him. Varkis reacted instinctively, his body shifting into his wolf form, fur bristling with power and anger. The transformation was breathtaking, but Lyra felt a pang of fear for him. He was losing himself to the curse and she needed to stop it. "Varkis, no," she cried, reaching for him, but Eldrin was faster, slashing towards her with a wicked grin. In that moment, adrenaline surged through Lyra, and she felt the power of the storm coursing through her veins. Without thinking, she raised her hands, channeling the energy they had gathered. A blinding light erupted from her palms, momentarily stunning Eldrin. "Back off," she shouted, her voice stronger than she felt. "You won't hurt him." Varkis, still in his wolf form, lunged at Eldrin, teeth bared and ready to protect her at all costs. The two collided with a violent crash, the sound echoing through the storm as lightning split the sky above them. Lyra felt the energy around her shifting, growing more chaotic as the battle raged. She could see Varkis struggling against Eldrin, the dark figure taunting him, trying to break his spirit. "You're nothing without me, Varkis." Eldrin spat. "You're weak and alone." "Enough," Lyra shouted, her heart pounding with fear and determination. She stepped closer, her voice rising above the tempest. "He's not alone. He has me." With that declaration, a surge of energy erupted from deep within her, fueled by love and desperation. The storm responded, amplifying her power as the winds howled and the skies crackled with electricity. "Together," she screamed, and at that moment, a brilliant flash of light enveloped them, a force so powerful that it pushed back the darkness surrounding Eldrin. But as the light surged, Lyra felt a painful pull within herself. The ritual was demanding a price, and the energy she was channeling was draining her. She could feel her strength waning, but she pushed against the darkness, determined not to let Varkis down. "Lyra!" Varkis cried out, his voice a mix of concern and fury as he grappled with Eldrin. "You have to stop. It's too dangerous." "I can't stop." "Not now," she gasped, feeling the energy drain from her body. "You need to fight him. We can do this together." With a desperate growl, Varkis broke free from Eldrin's grasp, turning his focus on Lyra. "You're risking everything. Please step back." But the darkness surrounding Eldrin was thick, and Lyra felt as though she were wading through it. "We can't let him win," she cried, pouring every ounce of her strength into the light that surrounded them. Varkis's eyes locked onto hers, a fiery determination igniting within them. "Then let's finish this," he growled, charging at Eldrin with renewed vigor, the light from Lyra guiding him like a beacon. The final clash between Varkis and Eldrin was cataclysmic, a whirlwind of light and shadow colliding as Lyra fought to stay conscious. Her vision blurred, but through the haze she saw Varkis unleash his full power, a brilliant wave of energy that surged toward Eldrin, illuminating the dark forest with blinding brilliance. In that moment she realized that their love was the true power they needed. It was the light that could conquer even the darkest of foes, but it came at a cost. As the battle raged on, she felt herself fading, her energy intertwining with the storm, and she knew that the outcome rested on the edge of a knife. As the last echoes of the battle faded into the night, Lyra's heart raced, a mixture of adrenaline and fear coursing through her veins. She knelt beside Varkis, who lay sprawled on the forest floor, his breath shallow and uneven. The storm had subsided, yet the air around them crackled with remnants of energy, a testament to the fierce encounter they had just survived. "Varkis," she cried, her voice breaking. She shook him gently, her hands trembling as she brushed the damp hair from his forehead. His eyes fluttered open, revealing a depth of exhaustion that chilled her to the bone. "Lyra," he whispered, the sound barely escaping his lips. His gaze lingered on her, a mix of gratitude and sorrow pooling in his golden eyes. "You shouldn't have come here." "Don't say that," she snapped, feeling the heat of determination rise within her. "You were in danger. I had to help you." She swallowed hard, feeling tears prick the corners of her eyes. "I can't lose you, Varkis. Not now." He tried to lift his hand, but it fell limply to the ground. "You don't understand. The curse, it drains me. Each storm pulls me deeper into darkness. I can't let you get caught in it." "Stop. Just stop," she yelled, her fear spilling over into anger. She leaned closer, her forehead nearly touching his. "I love you, Varkis. I can't just stand by and watch you suffer. Not anymore." In that moment, something shifted within her, a surge of energy that felt both foreign and familiar. Lyra felt a warmth radiating from her core, a light she had never acknowledged before. Without fully understanding why, she pressed her lips to his, pouring every ounce of love and life she could muster into the kiss. As their mouths met, an electric current surged between them, igniting a fire that had been smoldering beneath the surface for too long. She felt his body respond, warmth flooding back into him as her own essence intertwined with his. The storm's remnants swirled around them, but in their embrace, the chaos outside faded into a distant murmur. Suddenly, the atmosphere shifted. The clouds above, once dark and menacing, began to break apart, revealing a sky filled with shimmering stars. It was as if the heavens themselves were responding to the power of their connection. Varkis's eyes widened in shock as he felt the energy coursing through him, reviving him. "Lyra," he gasped, pulling away just enough to gaze into her eyes. "What are you doing? You're giving me your life force." "I'm giving you everything," she replied, her voice steady despite the whirlwind of emotions churning within her. "You deserve to be free, and I believe our love can break the curse." With each passing moment, she felt more of herself slip away, yet she didn't falter. She had come to understand that love was inherently tied to sacrifice, and she would do anything to save him. As Varkis regained strength, the shadows that had haunted him began to recede, replaced by a luminescent glow that illuminated the forest around them. "Lyra, you must stop," he said, panic rising in his voice. "You're losing yourself in this." But she shook her head, determination etched across her features. "No, I can feel it. I can feel the curse breaking." As if responding to her words, the wind picked up, swirling around them, lifting the remnants of darkness that had clung to Varkis. The trees rustled as if in approval, and the ground beneath them pulsed with life. The very essence of the land seemed to awaken, vibrant and alive. Suddenly, a blinding flash of light erupted from their joined forms, cascading through the forest like a wave. Varkis gasped, his body arching as the energy surged through him, enveloping them both in a cocoon of brilliance. In that moment, he understood the depth of her sacrifice, the power of her love, and how it transcended the boundaries of their very beings. "Lyra," he shouted, a mix of awe and fear flooding his voice. "You're the key." The light expanded, reaching out to the woods, the mountains, and the very skies above. It was a force that echoed through time, unraveling the threads of the curse that had bound him for so long. Lyra could feel it, the power surging, the darkness retreating, and the land breathing free for the first time in centuries. As the light began to fade, Lyra felt herself growing weaker, her vision blurring. Varkis, stay with me, he urged, his voice fierce and desperate. He cupped her face in his hands, forcing her to meet his gaze. You have to stay with me. We can face this together. In that moment of clarity, she saw it, the truth that had been hiding in the shadows of her mind. My lineage, it's tied to the ancient shifters, she murmured, realization dawning upon her. I have the power to break the curse. It was never just you. Varkis's expression shifted from desperation to awe. What do you mean? My ancestors, they were part of a lineage that could connect with the storms, control them. I didn't realize until now. It's why I'm drawn to you, she explained, her voice growing stronger. I can help you. We can rewrite our destinies. With that, the last remnants of the curse shattered, dispersing into the night sky like stars being born from the remnants of a dying supernova. The storm clouds retreated, leaving behind a serene calm that felt almost sacred. Lyra blinked, trying to process the enormity of what had just happened. As she gazed into Varkis's eyes, she felt a connection deeper than the earth itself, binding them together in a way that transcended both time and space. You saved me, Varkis whispered, his voice thick with emotion. Not just from the curse, but from the darkness within myself. You are the light I never thought I could find. They embraced, the world around them falling away as time stood still. The air shimmered with the remnants of their shared energy, a testament to the love that had ignited a fire capable of changing their fates forever. In that moment, they understood that their love was not merely a spark. It was a force of nature capable of rewriting the very fabric of their world. As they held each other close, the skies above began to clear, revealing a dawn that promised new beginnings, a future where love could conquer all.